At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. Now we talk about the four padas of Purva Falguni Nakshatra, the 11th one, which comes in Leo after Magha Nakshatra. This is the second of the Venus Road Nakshatras after Bharani. Once again, just to recap, Venus Road Nakshatra means there is usually some issues or karma around relationships, around wealth, around vanity and pride, so to speak. And Leo, being the king of all the pride people, there will be generally issues of this related to the person. Now let us deal with the four padas, but before that, a generic look at Purva Falguni. This is very house specific, meaning see where Purva Falguni falls in your chart. If there are planets or points in Purva Falguni, first house, second house, fourth, fifth, etc. Because the results will be very house specific and picky about the significations of that house. If it falls in fifth house itself, let's say for a Aries ascendant, then they'll be very picky about the children, about whom they fall in love with, because fifth house is also the house of love and romance, about speculations and so on. There'll be dissatisfaction because it is Venus ruled. Remember, Venus will be everything to do with wealth, spouse, etc. There'll be dissatisfaction with regard to significations of the house. So for an Aquarius, it might be relating to 7th house, right? Leo falls in the 7th house. Things like that. Their public perception is what is shown in Purva Falguni. What people really think about you, how they see you, what is your public image and name in society. So you might say Purva Falguni is that part of Leo which is responsible for name and fame in the society. Many people in the media who are popular, they have a dominant Purva Falguni, for example. Their name is exalted or they get into all kinds of scandalous situations. Okay. Planets which are not socially acceptable in society, like Saturn, Rahu, Ketu, if they are sitting in Purva Falguni or aspecting Purva Falguni planet, then people will think negative about them. Okay, this is the generic stuff of Purva Falguni. And think Venus, because Venus ruled Nakshatra, some issue with relationship. Now let us deal with the padas. The first pada is going from natal Leo to Navamsha of Leo. So this is the exaltation of Leo. Both in natal and Navamsha, it is going to Leo. Whenever you see such things within a nakshatra, Leo going to Leo or Taurus going to Taurus, think issues relating to the opposite sign. In this case, it's Aquarius. Okay, opposite to Leo is Aquarius. If it is Taurus, let's say going to Taurus Navamsha, think it falls in Rohini, then it will be issues relating to Scorpio, which is opposite to Taurus, the seventh aspect. So the first pada goes from Leo to Leo. These people generally would be born fortunate. They are well known. They have success and wealth a lot. Big figures, maybe very popular figures, very rich people. They will get lots of wealth and success. Their focus is on making wealth. See again, Aquarius 7th from Leo. In daily work. So they are expecting a lot in their daily work. So they start putting a lot of pressure on co-workers. If very overbearing type employers, if you see your overbearing boss, everything I want yesterday kind of a boss. They might have a dominant planet in this pada of Purva Falguni. The spouse may be materialistic, Aquarius, 7th to Leo. Multiple relationships can be seen again here because it's 7th house. What should the native do? What should the person do? The person should serve the people who need help with respect to nurturing and caring on a regular basis and selflessly. That's the key word there. Now let's see the second pada and what that brings. Second pada goes in natal Leo to Navamsha of Virgo. So there is a 2-12 relationship. 2-12 relationship shows usually some loss and gain factor. If you don't know what I mean, go through my other video which explains these relationships, 2-12, 6-8, 11-3 and so on. The second pada, these people might do something illegal. Leo is 12th to Virgo and Leo stands for moral ethical compass. So 12th from that and working will do something illegal. Loss of ethics and legality and do not realize their mistakes until later. So doing something illegal, regretting it. Issues with family, Virgo is 2nd from Leo. See how the relationship plays out. It is very crucial if you want to understand truly this nakshatra pada business. You understand this house relationships. Leo is 12th to Virgo. Virgo is 2nd from Leo. So these people might have issues with family. Virgo 2nd from Leo due to their actions. So you took some actions, unethical. You might land up into problems with the law. And then get into trouble. And then issues with the family. These kind of people might tend to be ignorant of their mistakes and do not take proper corrective actions when necessary. So you need to stop that. What would be the idea of looking at all this stuff, you might ask? Well, unless you know where the karmic imprint lies, how do you know what to correct? Yes? Third pada, Leo going into Libra. So it's 11-3 relationship. Libra is 3rd from Leo. Leo is 11th from Libra. So it's, you might say, the tussle between 5th house and 7th house. So these kind of people will not be satisfied with opportunities, which is Libra in Navamsha. Libra Navamsha is supposed to be a house of wealth, of opportunities. So these people will not be satisfied with opportunities that they have in life. Efforts to get something more when it is not even needed. Libra is 3rd from Leo. It's something like Gemini energy bringing into this pada. The life lesson here is be happy with whatever you have. Gratitude rather than greed. Very important. Stop having illegal means to acquire the wealth of others. Libra, 11th. Leo, okay, illegal wealth. Aquarius happens, illegal wealth happens. Stop acquiring or trying to have acquired the wealth of others or their resources. And stop having too many outside relationships. Libra 11th to Leo. Everywhere this will play out, folks. Of course, you got to apply the planet and their significations, like I have told in the introduction. The fourth pada, Leo going to Scorpio. Leo natal going to Scorpio in Navamsha. This is a 10-4 relationship. Scorpio, from Scorpio, 11th, 10th position is Leo. From Leo, 4th position is Scorpio. So, 4th pada in Purva Falguni makes this person have a greed beyond fulfilled desires. Scorpio has unfulfilled desires, which is 4th from Leo, will bring this at home. So, you might have these issues at home front. These people may not take care of the resources, the people they have, due to unending desires of trying to obtain the new. Neglect of what is already one has in order to focus on another part of what they already have. For example, these people might end up having two spouses, neglect of one, focus on another. That kind of an issue. That's the last pada of Purva Falguni. Now let us analyze this with some planets and points and see what comes up. If you find something here, if you have gone through this whole thing and find something in your natal chart to Navamsha, Leave your comment and share your experience here for others. Enjoy and share.
Podcast segment title, The Four Padas of Purva Falguni Nakshatra. Subtitle, Planetary Principles and the Inner Outer Karma Blueprint of Desire, Indulgence, and Relationship Responsibility. Introduction, Purva Falguni, the Flame of Pleasure and the Test of Devotion. Purva Falguni Nakshatra spans from 13-20 to 26-40 in Leo and is ruled by Venus. It symbolizes love, comfort, luxury, rest, and reproduction, the fertile space where beauty, creativity, and passion flourish. Often called the first reddish one, it is associated with Bhaga, the god of delight, and represents everything we enjoy, romance, sensuality, prosperity, and partnership. But beneath the radiant glow lies a karmic challenge. How does one manage wealth, charm, and relationships responsibly? This nakshatra seduces the soul with abundance, yet tests it on loyalty, restraint, and gratitude. Its Leo placement adds a touch of royalty and pride, while Venus brings art, beauty, and craving. Each pada shifts this energy through a new navamsha, Leo, Virgo, Libra, and Scorpio, modulating the core desire into four distinct paths of karma and character. Let's break down each pada's karmic architecture before exploring planetary examples. Purva Falguni Pada 1, 13-20 to 16-40 Leo, Navamsha sign, Leo, Dharmapada, Elemental Shift, Fa Motivation, Dharma, to express joy and passion through self-pride and creative purpose. Inner Outer Karma Blueprint, outwardly expressive, radiant, and status conscious, Leo Rashi, inwardly ego-driven, bold, and focused on recognition, Leo Navamsha. This is the artist who shines bright but may over-identify with status and external success. Born fortunate and socially admired, these natives can become egoic, demanding, or self-indulgent. Workplace dynamics are strained as they pressure coworkers or employers. Multiple relationships and materialism may emerge as karmic distractions. Karmic theme, service without humility, excess pride, overextension of charm, growth path. Serve selflessly, use influence to uplift the underprivileged, and refine emotional discipline. Purva Falguni Pada 2, 16-40, 20-degree Grith Leo, Navamsha sign, Virgo, Artha elemental shift, fire to earth. Motivation. Artha, to build wealth and relationships with structure and ethical grounding. Inner outer karma blueprint, externally magnetic, indulgent, and desire-driven, Leo Rashi, internally analytical, critical, and morally rigid, Virgo Navamsha. This pada contains those who pursue material gain or relationship satisfaction, often through shortcuts or morally gray choices. There may be a tendency to act unlawfully or carelessly, only realizing the consequences later. These natives may neglect family duties in pursuit of external pleasures. Karmic theme, ignorance of consequences, loss of ethical compass. Growth path, ground beauty and wealth in responsibility. Act with awareness and reflection. Purva Falguni Pada 3, 20-20 Leo, Navamsha sign, Libra, Kama Pada elemental shift, fire to air. Motivation, Kama, to experience relational fulfillment and external validation. Inner outer karma blueprint. Appears confident, sociable, and romantic, Leo Rashi. Internally focused on fairness, balance, and charm, Libra Namsha. These natives may constantly seek something better in love, wealth, or lifestyle, even when their current situation is sufficient. The allure of others' wealth, emotional availability, or romantic fantasy often distracts them from their present blessings. Greed masquerades as aesthetic idealism. Karmic theme, emotional discontent, relationship dissatisfaction, ungratefulness. Growth path, practice gratitude, deepen presence, and honor current relationships without seeking escape. Purva Falguni Pada 4, 23-20 to 26-40 Leo, Navamsha sign, Scorpio Moksha Pada elemental shift, fire to water. Motivation, Moksha, to gain emotional power, control, and liberation through desire mastery. Inner outer karma blueprint, exudes regality, sensuality, and charisma, Leo Rashi. Internally intense, possessive, and desire-bound, Scorpio Navamsha. This pada carries unfulfilled desires and karmic attachments into home and emotional life. It struggles with internal scarcity, even amidst wealth. There's an inability to nurture what one already has, leading to emotional neglect or infidelity. Greed becomes subtle, seeking completion through more instead of through presence. Karmic theme, emotional abandonment, misuse of power, spiritual stagnation. Growth path, heal inner scarcity, cherish existing resources, and release obsessive longing. Purva Falguni Pada Summary, The Four Mirrors of Desire and Duty. Pada 1 Leo seeks fame, recognition, romantic adoration, trap ego-driven excess, control and love. Growth, use radiance to serve, not dominate. Seeks material and relational security. Trap, poor judgment, blind spots, ethical lapses. Growth, infuse joy with ethics, reflect before acting. Pada 3, Libra, pleasure, refinement, external harmony. Trap, restlessness, comparison, romantic delusion. Growth, gratitude and emotional rootedness in present relationships. Pada 4, depth, emotional fulfillment, hidden power. Emotional abandonment, duality and love. Growth, release craving for more. Devotion brings completion. Closing thought, Purva Falguni's fire must learn to contain itself to keep burning. Planets in Purva Falguni show where the soul is tempted by beauty, love, and luxury, but must learn boundaries, appreciation, and restraint. These natives are gifted with joy, charm, and charisma, but the karmic question remains, will they enjoy without losing themselves? Will they love without harming what they already have? Next in the series, Uttara Falguni, the mature consort, where partnership becomes a path of duty, service, and soul steadiness. Purva Falguni Nakshatrapada with examples of planets, exploring how planetary placement shapes karma, expression, and evolution across the four padas. Purva Falguni Pada 1, Leo Navamsha, Leo 13 degrees 20 to 16 degrees 40. Outer self, expressive, radiant, prideful, Leo. Inner self, Navamsha, charismatic, authoritative, self-focused, Leo. Motivation, Dharma, to create and shine while fulfilling a sense of purpose. Examples, Sun in Pada 1, outwardly a noble leader or creative authority, inwardly driven to rule or shine without compromise. Result, highly successful in leadership or entertainment, but must guard against ego inflation and overlooking emotional needs of others. Venus in Pada 1, glamorous, passionate, and admired for beauty or charm, internally desires consistent adoration. Result, magnetic artist, social figure, or romantic, but may engage in multiple relationships if unchecked. Growth comes through devotion and selfless love. Mars in Pada 1, energetic, courageous, and ambitious in pursuit of fame or romantic conquests. Result, strong performer or entrepreneur, karma manifests if one uses power to dominate rather than uplift. Purva Falguni Pada 2, Virgo Navamsha, Leo 1640 to get outer self, pleasure-seeking, indulgent, stylish, analytical, anxious, duty-bound. Motivation, Artha, to stabilize material comfort and serve with skill. Examples, Mercury in Pada 2, witty and flirtatious in public, internally critical, calculating, and sometimes insecure in relationships. Result, can thrive in business, writing, or counseling, but karmic error lies in saying too much or manipulating for personal gain. Moon in Pada 2, emotionally refined, nurturing, but inconsistent in caregiving due to inner nervousness. Result, popular in healing or maternal roles. Must avoid perfectionism and embrace the emotional needs of family over appearances. Saturn in Pada 2, outwardly dignified, inwardly driven by guilt or obligation. May act cold in family or overcorrect for past indulgences. Result, can become a dutiful provider or reformer. Karmic correction requires balancing pleasure with discipline and compassion. Purva Falguni Pada 3, Libra Navamsha, Leo 20 to 23 20. Outer self, romantic, creative, and socially graceful, Leo. Inner self, harmony-seeking, comparative, charming, Libra. Motivation, comma, to find fulfillment in beauty, love, and aesthetic satisfaction. Examples, Venus in Pada 3, aesthetically gifted and highly desirable, constantly seeks perfect beauty or perfect partner. Result, may work in design, fashion, or relationship-based business. Karma emerges through dissatisfaction and disloyalty if contentment is lacking. Jupiter in Pada 3, wise and socially respected, but may overextend generosity or develop entitlement in love. Result, becomes a teacher or diplomat, yet karmic challenge lies in practicing what is preached in intimate relationships. Rahu in Pada 3, deep craving for luxury, admiration, and elevated social status. May mimic morality to access wealth or connection. Result, can rise quickly in media or glam industries, but karma demands authenticity. growth comes through detachment from validation. Purva Falguna 4, Scorpio Navamsha, Leo 2020s 40, outer self, magnetic, bold, expressive Leo. Inner self, emotional, desire heavy. Motivation, moksha, to transform through emotional fulfillment and control of attachments. Examples, Moon in Pada 4, deep emotional instincts, but may hold grudges or operate in secrecy. Outward nurturing is paired with internal emotional turbulence. Result? Strong parental or counseling role, but must avoid emotional manipulation or possessiveness in love. Ketu in Pada 4. Disconnected from material pleasure despite external fame. Inwardly karmic and spiritually charged. Result? Can become a mystic or reclusive artist. Needs to balance spiritual detachment with real-world relational commitments. Sun in Pada 4. Appears commanding and radiant, but is inwardly affected by unhealed emotional wounds or attachment to power. Result, fame is possible, but pride may lead to relational coldness. Growth comes through vulnerability and inner transformation. Purva Falguni Pada Summary, the four currents of comfort and karma. Pada 1, Leo, seeks radiant recognition, creative success. Trap, ego-centered indulgence, multiple relationships. Growth, give without expecting applause, serve from the soul. Pada 2, Virgo, security, routine, moral grounding. Trap, coldness, blind spots, overcorrection. Growth, marry pleasure with integrity and inner discipline. Pada 3, Libra seeks ideal love, visual harmony, perfect external life. Trap, relational dissatisfaction, endless comparison. Growth, practice gratitude and present moment awareness. Pada 4, seeks intimacy, emotional power, control over desires. Trap, emotional neglect of family or betrayal. Growth, heal inner voids, protect what already exists. Conclusion, planets Pada, the karma of pleasure and responsibility. Planets in Purva Falguni reflect how joy, love, and beauty are pursued, and whether they elevate the soul or entangle it. The heart may want everything, affection, wealth, romance, applause. But the higher path of this nakshatra asks, can you enjoy without exploiting? Can you love without comparing? Can you stay devoted even after the bloom fades? The answers define whether you live like royalty or merely act the part.